This is President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey, please don't.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Honey, welcome to Atomicast. A new, fresh, laid-back,
exactly,
chill edition of Atomicast.
So that's one thing that we didn't discuss last week, Tim.
The new intro?
The new intro. We kind of split it, so it was somewhat old, somewhat new, but
transition period, you
so
know.
So it was, I'm going to call it out specifically here tonight.
Call it out, bro.
I'm going to do that. So we're 26 episodes in. That's half a year.
Yeah, give or take.
And, you know, our old episodes were a little more high-strung, high-energy, laughing,
old,
screaming.
Old as in season one and two, you're saying.
Yes, exactly. And so when we made the intro, we thought we were going to have episodes like that, and we just didn't. Now we're just kind of talking like this the whole time.
So a little lounge, a little relaxing, chill music. It's a little more suiting, I think.
We're a little more adult now.
The new Atomicast.
You're old, and I'm almost there.
You are old in spirit.
I'm old in spirit, so we're just going to talk like we are on NPR nonstop.
Dude, NPR is good. I can dig NPR now.
I know, because you're fucking old, you faggot.
But if you want to, dude, F-bomb, not cool.
Oh, shit.
If you want to listen to old episodes of Atomicast where we were quite a bit drunker, quite a bit more offensive, quite a bit ruder.
Yeah.
You can do that, radio.atomicast.com.
Oh,
that's also where you listen to us live.
Which you should do.
Totally, you can listen to us
live.
Totally
do that shit.
You can also do it at Rockin' Comedy Radio, rockincomedyshow.com. We are, in fact, live in the chat room right now, so if you're listening live, go to Rockin' Comedy Show, look for the link to the chat room, and chat us up.
Hey, how would they call us?
I don't know. How would they? I don't know.
What's up? What?
832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Email us at
atomicast1@gmail.com.
Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
You got it. There's my phone app.
Download it. How was your week, Tim? Let's start with you.
Busy, you know, shitty, busy, fucking awful.
Weirdly busy, though. Wait, hold on. That was three different things.
Yeah.
So let's... Why busy? Because you've been slacking a lot of the week, which has been nice for you.
Work week has been pretty slow still. Mm-hmm. I'm adjusting to the new team.
Yep.
And kind of ramping up on my projects. So starting to get a little busier, but I definitely had some downtime there. That was nice. Okay. It was good to get that.
So what was busy?
Everything else. So my wife is starting her own little business. So we're spending a lot of time renovating her new office space. Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean she is, which means that I watch the kid a lot more often. And
you actually have to be a father now.
Exactly, and it's horrible.
You can't rely on John and I to raise your daughter.
Exactly, not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And she's going through this thing where, like, she, you know, babies are really high maintenance. And then we went on this downhill slope that lasted for a long time of just getting easier and easier and easier to, you know, watch her and take care of her. And now it's back to getting harder and harder. And so it's a big fucking pain in the ass. She's body training now, and she wants to go to the potty every 10 minutes, and it just... It's fine. It just sucks. I mean, it's just a pain in the ass. And bedtime is a pain in the ass now again. And it's just
But, hold on. But she did shit all by her. I'm going to say shit. She shat all by herself.
Yeah.
Going into the bathroom, wiping, flushing, rinsing.
The whole deal.
All
dude.
By herself.
The whole deal.
That's fucking amazing.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I don't trust her to do it every time. There's still some surveillance I have to do to make sure she's not pissing on the floor and stuff. But she did it totally unassisted one time. That was great.
Dude, you basically have a functioning human being. You could release her into the wild and she would make it at that point.
Well, I don't know if I'd give her that much credit. Not with this fucking weather that we've been having now. She would last 10 minutes.
I don't mean in the woods. I mean, she could go into a... She could go sit down at a restaurant, order some food, take a shit herself.
Yeah, she's getting close to being able to do that stuff, It's weird. She's a human being now.
I know. She's not just your kid. She's a person.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you created... Like, so when you had a baby...
Yeah.
You had a baby.
I did.
But now now you have a person.
True story.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It is really weird.
Yeah.
That she has like her own opinions and stuff. I mean, it's when they're a baby, you just put food in front of them and they just eat it and they don't really have an opinion about things. And now she definitely does. She wants macaroni and cheese every fucking meal.
Well, good for her because macaroni and cheese is fucking delicious. Well,
first of all, no, it's not. And second of all, you can't have mac and cheese for breakfast. That's fucked up.
What?
It's not good, dude. It's you like shit like that because you eat like a child. There's nothing to it. There's no substance to it at all.
It's cheese and noodles. What's not good about it?
No, it is cheese product and noodle product. Neither of those are real fucking things. Have you seen how you make like those noodles? No, those are like little dry shit noodles. The cheese is a powder.
Care.
It's a gross powder.
Good.
No.
Oh my god.
It's good in the. It's good in a way a hot dog is good. Like yeah, it's just sort of bland and easy.
But you can get good fucking hot dogs. All beef hot dogs.
And
oh
you,
yeah.
And you can actually make good mac and cheese too. But I don't. We get the little fucking cups that you throw in the microwave. You know.
Oh, that's what I do too. Because you know exactly how many calories are in it, and so fucking tasty.
It's not, dude. It's not good. It's not good. You're making me angry with this right now.
Oh, it's so fucking delicious, dude.
Fucking childlike eating tendencies. They're fucking angering.
Once I found out that there were these 220 calorie cups that you feed your 2-year-old daughter, I went out and bought.
I know. What's that say about you, dude?
That I know what I like.
You like shit a 2-year-old eats.
So?
So that you should be embarrassed.
Why?
Because there's much better food that you can eat as an adult.
Yeah, but I don't like that stuff.
Eating like a child.
I don't like that stuff, though.
But you should.
Yeah, but I know what I like. Why do I need to eat this stuff?
You know, that's an interesting point. And are you on the subreddit Change My View?
No.
One guy posted in there. Because the whole point of the subreddit is if you have an opinion that is sort of not widely accepted or sort of counterintuitive, you're supposed to post it in there. And then people will post comments to try to change your view on that particular subject.
Yep.
So you might want to go, not you personally, but some listeners out there might want to go in there and say like, you know what? I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with standing up for that belief. And then there's a bunch of people that would post saying why that belief is wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, kind of interesting. Why I'm off on this tangent though, for the same reason, this one guy said, like, I believe that, you know, if your whole sort of entertainment, if your whole lifestyle is built around playing video games, that should be totally fine because you enjoy it. You found something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And what's the problem with that? And there were some good responses, but I still generally think that that is a shallow, sad life. Just like I think if you don't enjoy other types of food, it's a shallow, sad.
But whose shallow, sad life is it?
Yeah, it's none of my business. It's none of my business either way.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up. That's the point.
I can still make fun of you for it, just like I could if you didn't.
You can, but you shouldn't be getting angry that I don't want to eat this other stuff.
I shouldn't be getting angry. I know it's sort of unreasonable, but
it has nothing to do with you.
I'm still fucking pissed off about it.
Well, get over it. How's that?
You should enjoy guacamole.
Well, I didn't.
And tartar sauce.
Because I have to like the things that you like.
Yeah.
Life isn't complete unless I like what Tim likes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's the truth.
My life will never be complete.
That's really sad for you.
Yeah.
I'm real sorry for you if that's the case.
You sound so close-minded right now.
I don't know how anybody's life could be complete without guacamole. Well, it just makes everything better.
You know, lots of people live full, productive lives without guacamole.
I find that really hard to believe.
I'll show you my pay stub.
Oh, snap. Snap.
Take that, motherfucker.
Yeah, you always have to go there, dude. That's the trump card. I can't win against that.
Well.
And my car's been in the shop, and it was just fucking horrible timing for my car to be in the shop because I was driving my dad's truck, which is shitty and bad weather. And, of course, the ice hit in this weather. And did I tell you when I was trying to pull out of my driveway during the ice storm?
No. What, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my driveway was just a total sheet of ice. Just, I mean, literally, I mean, you couldn't walk on it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm in my dad's truck, which is a rear wheel drive only truck. And I back out of my garage with my kid in the car because I'm taking her to daycare and reversing. And then I hit my brakes and it's like I didn't touch my brake. I just kept sliding.
Yeah. You don't do that.
And so I finally stopped, you know, in an appropriate place, shifted into drive and just wasn't moving at all, just going nowhere. And so finally I just started that gentle rocking, you know, where you go back a little bit and then forward a little bit and then back a little bit.
But try to gain some momentum.
I mean, really just no shitting you. I'm not like exaggerating at all. I was moving 2-3 inches in either direction.
Oh, wow.
And it took me, I don't know. an embarrassing amount of time, 7-8 minutes to get out of my driveway.
Dude, that was bad though. I mean, that ice, it wasn't thick, but it was fucking slippery.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, as my tires were spinning, it just made it worse. You know, yeah. It just liquefied the top layers, and now it's water on ice. And
yeah, it doesn't help anything.
My kid is sitting next to me saying, "What are you doing, Daddy?" Like, I'm trying to fucking get out of the driveway, Daisy. Daddy, what are you doing? Because we're just sitting there, you know?
Right.
Like, it was a legitimate question, but it's like, oh my God, kid. You're driving me nuts. Get out here and push. Make my 2-year-old get out and push the fucking car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That sounds like one of those bad stories you're going to read about on the news.
Yeah, no, we ended up being all right. But then my car cost $1,000 to get fixed, and that's bullshit. And then they ended up, I haven't even told you this wonderful part of it.
Oh, shit.
The whole reason I had to get the car in the shop was the power to my driver's side door went out, which wouldn't be a big deal, except I couldn't open my gas tank because the switch is on my door. So I had to get it into the shop so they could replace all the wiring. And so I got it back today, and I finally replaced the gas, and they fucked up my gas tank. So now my gas tank won't latch anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so part of me thinks, why did I pay $500 to get this wiring harness replaced?
You could have just broken it.
If they could have just broken the latch, I would have really just preferred that, I think, because it would have been a lot cheaper, and I don't give a shit about the car at all.
Are you going to call him?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to complain about it. I don't want to be a bitch about it, but like...
That's a big deal.
I know for a fact that was working when I took it there. That was the number one reason I needed it fixed.
Right.
And now it's broken. So yeah, I'm going to be a little bit of a cunt and play hardball a little bit and see if I can make him do something.
Well, and they tried overcharging you for that shit. And I mean, that's just so stereotypical mechanic.
Well, these guys have done a good job. I mean, really, this is my first negative experience. And I've taken my car there a lot over the last...
Have you, Tim?
8 years and some odd months that I've had my car. Shit, dude, you take a car to the shop after you've had it 8 years.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Your car's not worth very much, and you're putting $1,000 into it.
It's really not. It's really not worth much.
Yeah.
But now I can't get rid of it because I made the bet with you that I have to keep it for another 3 years, so now I'm stuck with it.
What is it, $300? Do we agree on $300?
Yeah.
So if Tim is still driving his car on March 2nd of 2018... he owes me $300, or I owe him $300.
Yeah, if I'm still driving it, you owe me $300.
And that's as of 8 p.m. on March 2nd.
Yeah.
So, and it has to be drivable. If it breaks down and dies, he owes me $300.
What if I get a new car, but also keep my current car? I might have found a loophole in the system.
I'm going
to keep that current car, and then I'll drive that car on March 2nd. That's a loophole, bro.
That's a loophole.
I'm going to call John on this one.
Don't be John.
I'm going to call John. I'm going to make sure that this is a legal thing that I just figured out.
No, it is a legal thing that you just figured out.
All right. Hey.
But.
I got a plan.
Okay. Well, you might have just found the loophole.
Master plan.
You're going to win.
Yeah, homie.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So, that's okay.
Anyway, that was my week.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
It was not.
Yeah.
What do you got, Shay?
Your face right now.
Because I'm waiting for you to talk. You have anything? What'd you do this week?
Not a lot, really. What did I do last weekend? Nothing. I don't think I really did much of anything. Yeah. So I'm the man of honor for my...
Oh, right.
For my friend's wedding. I don't care.
Dress shopping.
So I went wedding dress shopping with my friend, and she found a dress.
Did it give you horrible flashbacks about your wedding?
Nope.
Nothing?
No.
You had no feelings attached to it at all?
No, but weird thing. So we go into David's Bridal, and there these two girls there that I recognize. One's buying a dress, and one's just there
watching. We love David's Bridal. Isn't that them?
I don't know. I've never heard that before in my life.
I don't think I would have just made that up. I think I've heard that.
I think you're just gay.
Oh, I'm the one that didn't go there, though.
Yeah, but you know the theme song. That's worse.
Maybe it's not it. Maybe I did just make it up.
I went there with a woman.
I didn't go there.
Yeah, but you know the theme song. What's Jones Brothers Jewelers theme song?
I don't know. Should I? Do you know it? Do you
know? No, I don't. I was thinking of curly
I know,
shit.
I know Avani's.
What's Avani's?
Dine in, carry out, delivery to. Avani's is great Italian food.
See, I don't even know that.
Yeah.
That's not gay, because Avani's is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fuck anyone who says otherwise.
Yeah.
No,
1291 but so, Avenue, where you always get a free onion.
Oh, was that Avani's?
No.
Oh.
That was Direct Factory Outlet.
Oh. That's a weird thing. Who cares about fucking?
just jingles, I know.
So I go in there.
Yeah.
And there's two girls. One's trying on dresses. One's watching. And I'm like, I know those girls. How do I know those girls? They were teachers with my ex-wife in college.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I...
Did you say something to them?
Nope.
Oh. Did they recognize you, do you think?
Don't think so. Mm. I was like, I fucking know them. And yeah. So I used to hang out with them in college.
Oh.
But...
Weird.
But no. Brought zero flashbacks back to my wedding. Didn't bother me a bit. Mm. Don't care.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. So I did that this weekend. I watched House of Cards season 3. I know you don't care about it, but fuck, man.
I feel like I should get into it, but I just know for a fact it's like Game of Thrones. I'm not going to be into it. I'm going to force myself to watch a few episodes, and I'm going to hate it the whole time, and I'm just going to quit.
Not with that attitude, yes, you will.
So I'm just not going to bother.
Yeah. You had that attitude with Game of Thrones going in as well.
I don't think I did. I was kind of excited about it, actually.
No, you really weren't.
No, I really was kind of.
The way you talked about it, you were not excited.
I was hesitant because I didn't need another show to be obsessed with, but I thought I was going to like it, and it just turns out I didn't.
I think you would like Game of Thrones or House of Cards as well, but it's okay if you're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
I watch Orange is the New Black.
That's a good show. It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. New season comes out in like June. I'm excited.
Is it really?
Yeah. Think so. But so I had a marathon. So my girlfriend and I, on Friday night, we decided that when House of Cards was released, we were going to have a virtual date.
Oh, isn't that cute? Did you FaceTime after every episode?
Texting.
Stay on. Oh, okay. You didn't like talk on the phone?
No.
I used to do that shit in high school. I remember we'd like watch TV together, but we'd just talk on the phone the whole time we were watching.
No, we were just texting each other back and forth and watching House of Cards and be like, holy shit. Whatever. Yeah,
that's adorable.
Oh, adorable. And then she fell asleep at like 10 o'clock.
That's so cute.
I stayed up to like 4 in the morning watching House of Cards.
Was she pissed that you got so much further ahead than she did?
It was understood that I was going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. We had said that we were both going to binge and just watch the whole fucking thing.
Right.
I fully knew that she was going to fall asleep at like 10 o'clock, and I think she did too. So, but nope. So I did that, and then otherwise it's been a very uneventful week. I worked until about 2 o'clock in the morning last night, finishing up some work. Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting.
Yeah.
It's been a nice, relaxing, work-filled week.
Yeah.
So.
Fat update. I don't have the specific numbers.
Okay.
Dude, this week has been so busy and sort of shitty that I haven't really... we've talked about it. I'm not prepared for this episode. Yeah, like, fucking all.
Yeah.
I didn't even take the 8 seconds it would take to do the math. I lost another couple pounds. Wolford gained a couple pounds. So I've pulled ahead substantially.
You don't really need to do the math in a situation like that.
Yeah, because we were exactly tied.
Yeah.
Wolford gained, I lost. So that means I'm ahead.
Good.
Dramatically ahead.
Dramatically.
Dramatically. Yeah, fuck right, dude. Wolford did have a point, though. It's a marathon, not a sprint, so
who gives a shit? You're not sprinting.
I'm not, no.
You're just not sitting down while he's while he is.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
But then I've had a very bad couple of days as far as food goes, so we'll see how next week goes.
This is 3 days in a row for you drinking.
2 days, yeah, I know, that's bad. 2 days ago... For breakfast, I had a whole box of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. A whole box.
Why?
Just the whole fucking thing.
Why? Why would you do that? I don't know. How do you do that?
It just was going down so good, dude. I love a Thin Mint cookie. I'm not a sweet guy.
Yeah.
I don't like sweets, but I love the Thin Mints.
Wow.
And so I had a good chunk of the sleeve, that first sleeve, you know?
Yeah.
And felt guilty, felt super shitty about it. And I was like, you know what? I should just finish the sleeve. Because, first of all, I already feel bad. Second of all, I'm already way into my calories.
Yeah.
And third of all, then I just won't be tempted to dive back into the sleeve, right? So then I just finished the sleeve.
Terrible logic.
I just finished the sleeve, and then I was like, fuck it. I'll just finish the whole fucking thing now.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's embarrassing. It's not the highlight of my life, but I did it, Shay.
We've all been there.
I did it, and I regret it. But that was something I did this week.
See, my favorite Girl Scout cookies are the peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, dumb.
I don't like them.
It's another example of you doing it wrong, Shay. You're doing it wrong. Living your life incorrectly.
Okay.
Thin Mints, bro.
Okay. But yeah, it was... I've never eaten a full box of them at once.
Oh, really? You should try it.
Well.
Oh, good. You fucked that up, didn't you? Hit the done button. Jesus, amateur hour over there, Shay. Amateur hour.
Oh, shit.
Amateur hour. What are you drinking, Shay?
I am actually switching it up this week. I usually don't do this.
Yeah.
But I am drinking Sam Adams Cold Snap, and
yeah,
I don't usually do this because I've never had this beer before.
Yeah, do you like it?
I do.
Sam Adams makes excellent seasonals. I mean Boston Lager's okay.
Yeah,
but their seasonals fucking great.
The Cold Snap I'm liking it is a white ale.
Yeah,
white ale brewed with spices and spices added.
Yeah,
according to the bottle.
Yeah, and delicious, and right in time because in just a couple of days. You won't be able to drink Cold Snap anymore.
Well, no, this
won't officially be cold outside.
On the box that this came in,
yeah.
I read that the whole thing was that, excuse me, it's warming up, so you should have an in-between beer.
Oh, okay.
So this is an in-between seasonal.
Gotcha.
Between winter and spring.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, I guess a spring seasonal would be like a cider or something. Spring's not a heavy seasonal type of beer.
No, it's really not. What are you drinking?
Whiskey.
And what type of whiskey is that? I can't really tell. It's turned to the side.
It is what? Oh, this?
Yes.
No, so when we took the cruise a couple months back,
okay.
They gave us little gift baggies.
Right.
Other parents did.
Mm-hmm.
And one was a little bitty Makers, which is what I'm drinking now. And then this is a little bitty Crown Royal Black. So that's
other
what I'm
parents
have
gave you?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
So we did this thing called fish extenders.
On the cruise?
Yeah. I don't know why they even called it that. It's a weird thing. Hill did the whole fucking thing in its entirety. But so you're in like a group of other people that do it, and you drop off little gift baggies to each one of the families, and then you get gift baggies in return. It's mostly for the kids. So Daisy got like little puzzles and little like crown, like a plastic crown and shit to wear, but then the parents get things too.
Okay.
And it's typically like gift cards or stuff that adults would enjoy.
And is this something that you knew you were doing beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hill did it.
Because that would be more complicated on a cruise ship if you're like going to the duty free store and buying all this shit.
Yeah, know? No, you prepare it ahead of time.
Okay.
And the kids stuff is of course all over, you know, crazy, all overboard with cuteness. And then the adults get shitty things.
Like Crown Royal Black.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to drink it, dude. Don't get me wrong. No. It's just been sitting there mocking me for months, so I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right there. That's what you're drinking.
That is indeed.
So, let's see. Whoops. Oh, that's not what I wanted.
What are you doing there? Amateur hour, Shay. You're fucking it all up. What are you doing over there?
I'm going to jump into our news stories tonight.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
So, I have
Should
five.
I break into the animal noises?
You want to.
You know I love it.
I know you do. So I have five news stories for you, Timmy.
Hit me.
I feel like they all affect you directly.
You can talk over the bee buzzing.
I know. I was trying to think of something witty to say about this story with that bee buzzing.
Like you said buzz off with those sound effects, dude.
No, that's not what I meant. Most penises are normal, more research says.
Of course.
So, Tim, how big's your penis?
8 inches.
You are well above average.
Flaccid.
You are well above average.
Yeah.
So, the average, and let me get the... So, the average flaccid penis, Tim, is 3.58 inches long.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing.
And 3.66 inches in girth.
That seems girthy.
It seems girthy.
Yeah, it does. That seems girthy.
I know.
I guess I have a hard time visualizing that in a circle.
I don't know what that is.
That seems like a lot, but so it's thicker around than it is long.
Yes.
Wow. All right. I wouldn't have expected that.
I am not one of those guys. I feel like I am below average in the length to girth ratio.
Yeah, I don't feel like my flaccid penis is very girthy.
No, not at all.
It's like a wet spaghetti string. It's like dangling.
It's like a pool noodle.
Exactly. Yeah. Just
Are you a grower or a shower?
Grower, I think, for sure.
Yeah. Me too, for sure. So give me a guesstimate on what the average erect size of a penis is.
You know,
is.
I just saw this on Reddit, I think. So
give me a bullshit guess.
5.125 inches.
Well, that was...
I mean, 5.257.
I was hoping you'd say 13. But the average is 5.16 inches
Okay.
Long while erect. And four.
Measured from the asshole to the tip.
I don't.
The asshole through the taint, around the balls.
I don't think so. I think it's from the base at the top to the tip of the penis head.
That doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah. But yeah. So you just are very small. Yeah. That's how you get the 8 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Start at my asshole.
So I'll just read this paragraph. The average flaccid penis was 3.58 inches long and 3.66 inches in girth, while the average erect penis was 5.16 inches long and 4.59 inches in circumference, according to the results online March 2nd in the BJU International.
Results online? Does that mean they asked people to measure themselves?
I guess so.
I don't trust these test results then.
You know, this is, yeah.
It's like asking people income. You never get the right answer. They always exaggerate by 20%.
You know, the thing is, though, I'm really hoping that this is like normal, that this is accurate.
Because you're a fraction of a millimeter bigger?
I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I measured my dick. Yeah. I was probably 13 years old when I cared.
Yeah.
I don't care how big my dick is. I can't control it. It is what it is.
That's a good attitude, a healthy dick attitude to have.
I've never gotten a complaint about how big it is.
Yeah.
But it's just like anything else. I can't control that my hair is falling out.
Yeah.
I can't control how big my dick is.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. There you go.
Most of the time.
Good attitude. Yeah, I had one girlfriend tell me I was large.
Okay.
And that was all I've ever needed to know. I don't think I'm particularly large, but it was nice to hear.
Oh, of course.
It gave me the reassurance that I needed to just continue on and not have a complex about the size of my dick. I've never once worried about it. I don't think I've ever had a concern about it.
Yeah.
So I'm all set.
I forget exactly what my current girlfriend said, but it was something along the lines of either I'm above average or I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And I wasn't worried to begin with, which could also make me worry.
Yeah, I would take that in the wrong way.
Yeah.
If I were you.
I probably should.
Assume the worst.
Tim, there's a new selfie stick. This is for you.
Okay.
The new... Turning you down.
I turned myself down. I know that was obnoxious. Turn me back up, though.
All right.
I turned myself down.
I turned you back up.
All right, bro.
The new sex selfie stick lets you FaceTime from the inside of your vagina.
Wow, do you have to shove a phone up your... I was just about to get vulgar. Punani.
Oh, vulgar.
I was going to say a worse word.
Cunt?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, I don't know what I was going to say. Jesus. I hesitated, and then the moment had passed.
So, basically, a company, and I'm not going to read this verbatim because it's fucking boring, but a company has created a selfie stick. You know what those are?
I do.
That you stick inside of your vagina that then you can FaceTime with. And it's a selfie stick that sticks out, and you can see your full torso.
Oh, so it's like a dildo.
Yes.
With a arm on it that you can hook your phone to.
It is a dildo. So
it doesn't take pictures from the inside of your pussy.
No. Right.
That's what I assumed it was doing. Okay.
But no, it actually is a vibrator.
Okay.
So you can sext and FaceTime fuck.
Can your partner control the speed in which it's vibrating?
You would think that would be a function.
That would be a selling point, dude.
Yeah. Because even vibrators have a cord with a remote on them, so the partner can control the speed.
Right.
You would think that this would be the same.
Yeah. No?
I have no idea. Huh. It doesn't say it in the article.
Okay.
But so next time you are FaceTiming with your wife, you can stick it in your vagina.
Okay.
When being raped, she shouldn't fight back.
Truth.
India bus rapist blames murder victim.
Okay.
So, a while back, do you remember hearing anything about the women that were being raped on the buses in India?
I do remember that, yeah.
Something. So, one of the men sentenced to death for the gang rape and murder of a woman in India has said the victim was killed because she fought back.
Yeah.
This is India.
You love your Indians, dude.
I fucking hate Indians. Mukesh Singh was speaking to the BBC as part of an upcoming documentary. Basically that's all needs to be said about it. Quote, when being raped, she shouldn't fight back. She should just be silent and allow the rape. Then they'd have dropped her off after doing her and only hit the boy. So they fucking killed her because she, because they were fucking raping her. Yeah. And she tried to not get raped.
What happened to the guy?
He's on death row. He's going to be murdered.
Good.
Yeah,
good
he's going to. No shit. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I just have to go off on this for a bit.
Well, he's
a,
yeah.
What a fucking cunt. Like, fuck that fucking guy.
Yeah.
You're going to get murdered if you fight back. Hey, how about you not rape me? No. I'm going to kill you if you fight back. I don't want to have sex with you. Dead or die. Like,
yeah. Dead or die?
That's the fucking cunt.
That's the basic attitude of all rapists, though, I think.
But you don't say it.
Except date rapists. They're
you don't
a little different.
Say it.
Yeah, you don't say it.
Like, oh my, fuck all rapists.
Well, it just shows no remorse, which then good. Then kill him.
Dude.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
So this is going to lead into my next story because I feel like this is something that should happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
In India, 400 men cut off their testicles to get closer to God following advice from a guru.
Okay.
I feel like he should have his balls cut off before he's murdered.
Yeah.
But multimillionaire religious guru Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, probably related, persuaded around 400 of his estimated 50 million followers worldwide to cut off their own testicles, that's accurate, to bring them closer to God.
Okay.
The details of the bizarre incident have only just come to light despite reportedly taking place in 2000 at a hospital run by Ram Rahim. This guy was a Bollywood star. And now he's a guru. I don't know what a guru technically is.
He's the bad guy in Mortal Kombat.
Ah, that guy. He convinced 400 Indian men to cut off their balls.
Yeah.
Good.
They don't need to reproduce, I guess.
Huh? No, they don't. Yeah, Jesus Christ, this is a whole fucking Darwin Award thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, they all win.
Yeah, took themselves out of the
good. Gene pool.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Good reads.
We don't need Idiocracy becoming a reality any more than it already has in India.
Yeah.
Because it basically is a thing over there. I read a story earlier today about how this guy skipped work for 24 years in India.
Yeah.
And just now got fired.
Really?
Just now got fired.
That's a good deal.
No, it's fucking words.
What?
It's retarded.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't use that word, dude. Rude.
Well,
it's a rude word.
And my last story. Where would you go in a zombie apocalypse, Tim?
I don't know. I'd probably just die, like, nearly immediately.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'd do very well.
Why?
I don't know. I really like to shower and smell good and eat good food.
Do you think you'd really care in a zombie apocalypse?
About what?
How you smell?
Maybe not smell. I'd care that I can't eat hot wings and drink beer. Or I would just, like, get shit-faced drunk, and then I'd just, like, get killed immediately
just so you don't feel it,
just because I because what else is there to do?
Would you kill yourself?
No,
you're a pussy.
Yeah No, I don't know, I just don't see myself as being a guy that would fare very well.
Yeah,
I know that most people think they do awesome, and like,
yeah,
some people even like look forward to an apocalypse.
Oh,
like,
god,
that.
No,
but I wouldn't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
In that I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
I would die, and I wouldn't really care that
that's
much.
Not something you're supposed to enjoy.
Some people the concept of it sounds good. Like, you don't have to work anymore. Your debt is erased.
Well, we talked about this a little bit the other night.
Yeah.
Not the zombie apocalypse thing.
Mm-hmm. We did? Me and you did?
Not the zombie apocalypse. Oh, fuck.
What are we talking about? You didn't talk about this with me. Nothing even remotely similar.
I had a point. Anyways, I'll think about it later.
Okay.
I had somewhere I was going. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, the best place to go, according to scientists and researchers, are the Rocky Mountains.
Really?
In a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, why?
Just because it's so fucking hilly. Like, there are a lot of places to hide and a lot of places to have the upper ground where you can tactically shoot down zombies.
Okay.
If you should not stay in Georgia.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad.
Atlanta's bad. DC is bad.
Yeah.
You should go to the Rocky Mountains. So in The Walking Dead, they should have gone west, not northeast.
Those fucking idiots.
I know. Anyway, so that is actually something that we are spending money on. to figure out.
Researching what to do in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, something that will never fucking happen.
Taxpayer dollars hard at work.
I know. So anyway, all right, we're going to go to a song break. My song break this week is by a girl named Kelly English, and it is a cover of Jack's Mannequin Bruised.
Stop it.
Okay, I did.
Shay, how did they email us?
Oh, I don't know, Tim. I have no idea that they would go to a computer, type in atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
A dump.
But why would they want to bother with that, Shay? What purpose would that give them?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot this week, Tim.
Yeah.
And ideally, it would be from supermodels sending us nude photos. That's what in an ideal world, that is why they would email us.
Yeah, because get a hold of us. Otherwise, there's no way for us to get nude pictures of hot females.
Not for free.
There's no way.
Not for free. And if they want to send pictures and videos of them fucking themselves, I'd be okay with that too.
Fucking themselves.
Yeah, I mean, and guys, they don't need to do this. I don't need a butt plug.
Okay.
Or you know what? Sometimes we give bad advice. Some people might just want some bad advice, and they might ask us, "Hey, you know, I want some bad advice so I can ignore you guys completely."
That's our forte. Bad advice.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, I have some letters here from people that emailed us exclusively. I didn't steal these off the internet or anything. These are people that emailed us directly. I'm in a new relationship with a guy who says he wants to be exclusive and and committed with me. He's great and a lot of fun, and he treats me well, except for one thing. I've noticed he is very frugal, and we only go out to places that are inexpensive, like pizza, matinee movies, drinks with no offer of food, picnics on the beach, etc. After a few weeks of dating, he asked me to dinner, and when the bill came, he asked me if I could cover it. I did, willingly, but it didn't feel right. After a few more weeks, we decided to cook dinner together at his place and went to the grocery store together, and when we were checking out, he said, "It's your turn to pay." I looked at him stunned, exclamation point. I said, okay, and paid. But when we got in the car, I was angry, and I asked him, "Is this how you're going to be? Do you want me to pay every other time or what?" He said that he felt that was only fair since we both earn about the same amount of money. I don't know why this bothers me so much. I was raised to believe that the man should pay the majority of the time, especially in the first few months of dating. I don't know if he earns the same as me. All I know is I cannot afford to pay for half of our dates, nor do I want to, exclamation point. This makes me think he won't be a good provider for me and our family. I feel he's being cheap. Am I off base?
It started out where I felt like at the beginning of this, my feeling was maybe this guy's just poor.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this guy is looking for someone to take care of him. And it sounds like maybe he is not in a position in his life where he should be in a relationship, because it's and it went from her buying dinner to her buying groceries. That seems a little weird, and it doesn't really sound, based on this alone, it doesn't sound like it was her turn to pay. I agree completely with splitting things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That being said, if I'm going out to dinner and going on a date, I'm paying.
Yeah.
Mainly because I can.
Right.
And if I couldn't pay, I would probably opt to not go out on the date.
Right.
I don't know. This one, I get her sentiment and her worries, but I also, I agree wholeheartedly with it should be a split relationship style thing.
You're being very wishy-washy.
I am, because I have no good opinion on this.
That's our job, though, dude. You have it. You got to fake it. You gotta fake it.
The man should fucking pay.
Oh, I'm so glad we disagree. This lady's a bitch. That is a bitchy thing.
You told me to be one way or the other.
Good. No, I'm glad that you did, because I love disagreeing with you. Okay. That makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that this is part of like being that empowered woman, right? The feminist. And you don't need a man providing for you, and you can take care of shit yourself. And if that's what she wants, she needs to find somebody that can do it. I don't think this guy is off base at all by wanting to split things or wanting to go on cheap dates.
So let me interrupt you. How big are your muscles?
Huge.
They're huge.
Gigantic, yeah.
How big are your wife's muscles?
Smaller than mine.
Smaller than yours.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to provide and protect for your family, assuming that there was no society. You need to be able to go out there and kill the fucking animals, right?
Yeah, right.
Your wife would look to you to do that.
Yeah.
Why is it different just because we have money?
It's not. It's not really. Okay. It's, but it is, you have to define these roles, I think, in your relationship.
I think that's inherently defined.
And maybe this is just a relationship that's not going to work, but I don't think that that is so set in stone.
Oh, it's clearly not going to work.
I mean, I think that financially versus physically, the rules are different.
If you take away, at a base level, a man provides for his other.
I see your point. I do. But if we're going to stick with the traditional gender roles,
yeah,
they shouldn't be cooking dinner together. She should cook for him.
Duh.
Right?
I hope she did.
So he goes to the grocery, or he gives her money, and she goes to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
She cooks him food, and then he eats it.
Right.
And that's the gender roles that they provide. So mm-hmm. he takes her out on a date. She cleans his apartment. Right?
Yeah.
I suspect, and I don't know this. I don't know this woman. But I suspect if I told her that, she'd fucking bitch out at me.
Yeah.
That's not her job. And they need to split those roles.
Mm-hmm.
But only when it's convenient to her. And I think that's shit.
That's shitty. Dude, and you told me to take a side, so I took one side.
Yeah.
Simply really because that's what I do. I pay for dates, and I have no problem doing it because I
do
can.
Too. I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. But so I have dated girls that don't pay.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, never. It's just like, okay, well, you're paying for this. Like, oh, we're going to cook dinner home. You're going to the store and doing this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a problem financially for me, but I can say as a man, like, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And I understand that I might make, and the girl I'm thinking about right now, I probably made 10 times as much as she does.
Right.
But it's just like a show of, I don't know, almost, I don't know what the right word is, just good faith that, like, you're going to do something in this relationship as well.
Yeah.
Whether it be financial or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the woman also has a responsibility to try to take care of her man. And
yeah. If she wants to be provided for financially, she needs to provide him.
Yeah.
Sexually or something. Like, she needs to do something
do
too.
Do something.
She can't just be like the worshipped queen.
Yeah.
And have him do everything.
But that sounds like that's what this girl wants.
Yeah. So fine. Yeah. Then she needs to.
But it also kind of sounds like that sounds this guy, horrible. Based on her question.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's making it sound like the guy's being very weird about it.
I mean,
and the language that she wrote.
Yeah. I mean,
suggests so.
I understand. This dude seems cheap. There's no doubt about that. He seems a little cheap.
He seems poor.
He seems like a guy that I could not hang with.
No, not at all.
But I don't think that's unreasonable to want to go on cheap dates, to hit a matinee instead of a late night show. Or
go to pizza? Fuck yeah.
Or go to pizza or go to a... I mean, shit, some chicks would really like a picnic on the beach.
And, you know, she said... She gave, what, three examples there?
Yeah.
He could have paid for all of those.
Yeah.
And then they could have, you know, they'd gone out to dinner once.
Right.
And be like, well, could you pay for this? Because I paid for the past three. And then gone for a few others and then be like, well, can you pay for the groceries? Because I paid for six other dates in between then.
Yeah.
So, if she's thinking about a family with this guy,
right.
I mean, it suggests that maybe they've been together for a while and he's paid for a majority of it.
Yeah. It's hard to know. I just think she's a bitch. I think
he's that cunt.
I think she should dump him and he'll be better off.
Oh, for sure. Financially, for sure.
The guy I'm dating is a commitment phobic. He doesn't call regularly. He often calls at the last minute to ask me out. When we go out, we have a great time and there's lots of sexual chemistry. Although I haven't slept with him yet. He wants to, but I tell him I need to get to know him better. I really like him a lot. He's a lot of fun. And I can see that he has lots of potential as a provider.
Ugh.
Call back to the first email. Last week... he told me that his ex-girlfriend keeps calling him and wanting to see him for, quote, just lunch, which he did. The week before that, he broke a date with me off at the last minute because, quote, something came up at work, unquote. He has a history of a lot of short-term relationships. He is thinking about changing jobs, which might take him out of state. Is he trying to push me away? Then why does he keep calling? I'm 35, he's 45. Neither of us have been married or had kids. I want to get married and have kids, but I feel like I'm running out of time. Am I wasting my time with this guy?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if his ex-girlfriend is calling, like, and I wholeheartedly believe that you can be friends with your ex-girlfriend and in a mature relationship, you can be friends. I am still friends with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
In a very mature way. Like, we're still great friends.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If they want to get lunch, they can get lunch. No problem. But it sounds like this guy is trying to like push her away because he's looking for sex and she's not giving it. So he's looking for that. It sounds very clear that he is just not into a relationship with this girl.
If he's 45, single, never been married, he is likely a lifelong bachelor. And good for him. He's fucking figured it out.
Yeah,
good
right? for him. Yeah.
If she's 35 and wanting to have kids, she needs to get it.
With
the
guy
needs to get her head in the game, bro.
And find a guy that is obviously into that and clearly into that.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy is 45 with no kids. He doesn't want a family.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? So move on. Move on, lady.
I thought these were going to take a while.
Now, the first one did, right?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Should we disagree on this one? She should stay. She should stick it out and try to reform this poor 45-year-old family
poor
man.
Poor guy that's 10 years older than her who has decided what he wants.
Yeah. You're not helping me, Shay.
I know.
You're fucking it all up.
I know.
So I have an unsolved mystery.
All right.
Let's hit it, shall we, Shay?
Let's do it.
So let me hang on. I need to finagle some stuff here. God. All right. There's my theme music. Can do it, dude. I'm not gonna take that as a sign of disrespect. You can play your animal noises. I don't even know what that one is.
It's insects. I thought it was gonna be crickets.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. I'll tell you, Evernote. I fucking hate you, Evernote.
I know.
Everything they do makes this
and
product worse.
Big stupid building on Highway 101. Fuck you.
So this is it's a little different of an unsolved mystery than what we usually cover here on the show.
Ooh, I like that.
Usually we go over missing people or murders or things like that. This is a little different. So this comes from a little message board on the internets called 4chan.
Ooh, the hacker?
Some dude named 4chan wrote this.
Ooh, he showed us pictures of Jennifer Lawrence titties.
Yeah.
Which were not that impressive.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing, wasn't it?
I really, yeah.
Although, I'm not into Jennifer Lawrence much.
No, I'm not either. Maybe that's why I was disappointed. I was hoping they were going to be spectacular, but they were just boobs.
No, I mean, every boob is just a boob.
I know.
Like, there's so much leading up to it, and then it's like, oh, well, yeah, it's a boob.
You have a nipple.
Yeah. All right, well, most women do, too.
Some.
So, this was posted to 4chan, and the message says, "A creepy, I think, audio file, which I've always been curious about. Back in 1994 or 1995, I recorded this off the radio. I told myself I'd never make a copy of the tape because it freaked me out, but it's been sitting in the back of my desk drawer and now in the back of my mind for 16 years now, and I'm just curious. The weird stuff starts about 16 seconds into this song. Around 1995, I was 15 years old. I used to stay up late in my room listening to a radio on the boombox with an integrated tape recorder. I'd dial in through the stations. When I heard something interesting, I'd hit record for a while, then move on. One night, I came across this."
Your daughter will never understand what you're saying.
I know, right? No, cassette tapes, it's weird.
I know.
One night, I came across this. I don't think this was the beginning of the broadcast, but I caught a lot of it. Right at the end, an announcer says that the station I was tuned into was WKCR 89.9 New York. There are a bunch of names and dates in there. But I've never run into anything else like this. So this is the audio that's playing now. I'm going to turn it up because it's a little difficult to hear in some places. Is it creeping you out, Shay?
This is giving me fucking goosebumps. I don't like this.
It gets worse.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's gonna give me fucking nightmares. Oh. Turning us down.
John Vernon, son of John Senior Merrill, brother of Captain Chris, at the front of the St. December 21st, 1988, Barry Valentino, son of Barry Senior Gene, brother of Scott, Mark, and Lisa Ann's friend, my friend. February 1985, Frank Oppenheimer, brother of Robert Hilton and Jackie Emily, father of Michael, our friend. May 1987, Henrietta Graham, mother of Ian and Ralph Sal, and my friend. March 17, 1988, Edward McGillis, brother of William, Jim, May, and Peggy, father of Shirley, Allie, and Jolene. April 1988, Ruth Manani, wife of Barbara, friend of Bob and me. October 1988, Morgan Shoemake, father of Barbara, husband of Elsie, Barbara's dad. August 22nd, 1985, Irene Miguel Tullio. Sister Millie, Margaret, Dan, Tony, Ida, Dominic, Narscat, Alvira, and Joe. Wife of William, mother, Mary Ann, grandmother, Liz, and Billy. Me. July 4th, 1987, Peter Gunnell. Son of Robert, step of Kay. Brother Bob, Karen, Cindy, and Mary. Husband of Lisa, father of Shady, Mocha, Rick, and Lucy. My brother-in-law. November 1988, John Burns. Son of John, Sr. and Marilyn. Brother of Kathy and Chris. Step of Brenda, Lisa, and Billy. December 21st, 1988, Barry Valentino. Son of Barry, Sr. and Jean. Brother Scott, Mark, and Lisa, Ann's friend. February 1985, Frank Oppenheimer. Brother of Robert, husband of Jackie and Millie, father of Michael. May 1987, Henrietta Graham. Mother of Ian and Laura Sally. March 17, 1988, Edward McGill. Brother of William, Jim, and Peggy, father of Shirley, Allie, and Geraldine. August 1988, Ruth Manani. Wife of Uncle Frank Paul.
All right, so it just goes, it just does that for quite a long time. And so those are obituaries.
Okay.
I don't know if that was obvious or not. But
no, it wasn't.
So she's saying names, date that they died, and then like he was a brother and son.
It
and
sounded like they're like putting curses on children that were born in the late 80s.
No, it was obituaries of people that had died in the late 80s. And 4chan actually went through and tried to decipher who these people actually were.
Yeah.
Most of them are just sort of random people, like people that you read out of a newspaper, just don't really, nothing remarkable about them. But there's a handful that are like super famous physicists and shit.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of weird. And the consensus seems to be, not to spoil the mystery of it all, but it's probably just some sort of weird performance art, some weird experimental style music. This is not just something, you know.
Dude, it sounds like fucking witchcraft.
It's fucking creepy as hell.
Like, seriously, the whole time, like, I couldn't even fucking smile during that. That gave me the fucking creeps. Like, I'm going to be creeped out driving home. Because I have to drive on a country road most of the way home. And, like, so
it's good times.
So, you know, Tim, I am a pussy.
I
am afraid of the dark.
Right.
I am not ashamed of that, but I am afraid
you
of the dark.
You should be ashamed of that.
I don't care. I just am. So, like, my mind wanders. I'm turning that down.
Are you turning me down? Oh, you bitch.
It's creepy. Cool. Fuck, I hear it in the background.
I'm going to turn it back up.
So, I mean, I'll watch, not horror movies. Those don't fucking scare me a bit. But, like, I'll watch, a ghost show. Like, something on YouTube or something where someone's doing a paranormal investigation and it seems somewhat legit. And like, I get freaked out. My mind starts wandering.
Yeah.
And like, I just immediately think there's a ghost in my apartment.
Pussy.
I don't care. It's just the way it is, man. And so hearing shit like this, I just immediately like, I'm going to be creeped out all night.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home to my dog who is alone in my apartment right now.
Yeah.
And he's not going to give me any indication that there's a ghost in there.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
Because there's no such thing as ghosts.
I am going to have dreams tonight that there are ghosts in my apartment. When I do this shit.
Do you want me to send you the audio file? You can play it in your car on the way home?
No. I will not listen to it.
Try to interpret what it is they're saying.
I will not listen to it because this shit creeps me the fuck out. Like I know that ghosts, I've basically come to terms with the fact that ghosts aren't real.
Yeah.
But that doesn't
finally,
mean
at 30 years old it took you.
I know. But it doesn't mean that the idea of them doesn't scare me. And what's weird about the whole ghost thing is that it shouldn't scare me. That should excite me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't anymore. That just fucking freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of like you. I used to be into ghosts. Of course, I was 11 years old. I wasn't 30.
Sure.
I used to be really into ghosts. And there's a point in your life in which you just sort of admit that all this stuff is fake. And it sort of like takes some of the magic out of life. Like it sort of, like,
you know, it kind of does.
These things that used to be like so mysterious and supernatural and cool, once you sort of realize that, like, oh, that's kind of bullshit. Like, that all, it's all bullshit. All of a sudden, your world is just like, in some ways, it's a lot smaller.
It's so much smaller because it's just this.
Yeah.
It's just the one life that you're living right now.
But in some ways, doesn't that make it bigger for you, too?
It makes it bigger, but it makes... back to the your point way earlier about playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes you happy, who gives a fuck? It's your goddamn life. It's the only life that you get. If playing video games makes you happy in life, if it truly makes you happy, then fucking play video games. Who is anybody to tell you you can't do that or you shouldn't do that?
No, I see your point. I don't want to throw it back to that topic too much.
I know.
But let's say this. Let's say this guy started playing video games at 9 years old and that's all he does his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
What if he went hiking one day and it turns out, oh, you know what? I fucking love hiking way better than video games. If he accepts contentment with video games to the point that he's not willing to experiment with other stuff, that's a little bit of a problem to me. Because there could be stuff out there that's better. Just like with you, if you fucking stick to macaroni and cheese all the time...
You're getting off topic.
You could have like some fucking amazing food that's way better than mac and cheese.
You're getting off topic here.
But you're not willing to just give it a whirl.
But the guy's happy playing video games.
That's great.
It's his life.
Should be about happiness. I know. I get it. I do get it.
That's the part of
me pities that poor video game playing guy for not trying something else.
Well, he pities you for not finding anything that makes you that happy.
Well, he might have a point.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, once you stop believing in the bullshit,
and
you stop believing in the lies that fucking children believe, it just, it becomes smaller and becomes more important.
Yeah.
You know, it's an afterlife makes life less important. It means that depending on your religion, and most religions, it's like, well, you have to be good. You have to be good, otherwise there's nothing else except for fucking hell, and that's just a terrible, terrible eternity.
Right.
Once you stop believing in all that bullshit, it's just kind of like, well, this is my one fucking shot at doing anything.
Right.
I will never have another opportunity to do anything ever in eternity.
Right.
I mean, we're a fucking accident.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just a fucking enigma here on Earth that we're even here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the miracle.
Yeah. And I think that's so much more interesting than saying God created it or anything. I mean, to me, that makes it more important.
I mean, there's a massive, vast universe.
Yeah.
There's absolutely life out there. But we're the only ones that we know about.
Right.
So as far as we know, we're the only life in the universe.
Right.
So, I mean, that's so much bigger than fucking God.
Yeah.
It really, truly is.
Yeah.
And enjoy the life that we have here.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons I like these mysteries too, is that it's not supernatural, and I know that. But the fact that there is stuff that's happening on the planet that's a little unexplained and a little weird.
Yeah.
And just a little different. Like, I like that. I get a kick out of that. I think that's really fascinating that somebody made this tape.
Yeah.
Like it's a weird experimental art or a weird experimental song, like somebody,
or it's a fucking creepy ghost spell that we're all gonna die now, and that we've listened. It's like The Ring.
It's probably not The Ring, but it could be like, if this is like an old college radio station, it could just be like some college kid that decided to fuck around and do it. And like, to me, that's really cool. I forget what episode it was, but that Max Headroom story that you did.
Yeah, right. That was a Halloween episode,
was it?
I think so.
Somebody went out of their way to hijack a television signal in Chicago, like a not a small rinky-dink little thing, but like hijacked a television signal for a couple minutes and aired just some really fucking bizarre shit, and this person has never come out and said who they are.
I know.
And to me, like, that is as cool as a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not supernatural, but it's fucking awesome.
I mean,
stuff like that happens in our world.
This song was definitely supernatural. I believe in ghosts again now.
No.
It was absolutely it was an alien sign to attack.
No.
In 20 years.
Mm,
which means it's going to happen this year.
Mm, no.
It takes 20 years to get here.
I see your point. But no. Anyway, thanks for indulging me on that show.
That was creepy. Yeah. Like, seriously, that was fucking creepy.
And we got heavy, dude. That was heavy.
That was
deep.
Heavier than we usually get.
That was deep for Atomicast.
Deep like my dick in your ass. Did I ruin it?
Yeah.
Good.
You fucked it up.
Good.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right. Signing off. Contact the show.
Oh, yeah.
Shay, email us.
Tom.
How? Email us how? She's just going to fucking rearrange caveman words in the sentence.
Gmail, yeah. Atomicast1.
832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Don't.
Leave us a voicemail. Atomicast.com for social media shit.
Oh, yeah. Do it up.
Radio.atomicast, classic episodes.
Download the app.
Download the app. Twitter. Facebook.
Stuff.
Just random words.
Words. Loud noises.
Anyway, this is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio. The Atomic Cast. Who knows what the Atomic Cast will be? It's a bit of this and a bit of that. The spectrum of dialogue is endless. In a stream of consciousness, lively chat. To become one with the Atomic Cast, all you do is email a call. And we can get off free flow with you, format free, we welcome many and all. AtomicCast1 at gmail.com, that's your virtual ticket to heaven. Call 832-819-3867. Leave us a message as soon as you can, and we'll hash out a brand new plan. On the Atomic Cast, yeah, the Atomic Cast, be an Atomic Cast fan. On the Atomic Cast, yeah, the Atomic Cast, be an Atomic Cast fan.